Track 15. And now it's the last bird. And it's been quite a month and not in a good way, says Flora. It seems we're a bit previous in thinking that flockdown is over. We have a few days out enjoying the freedom of the whole garden, camping out on the doorstep of the monkey's coop, when Beard gets up to his old tricks again. In short, we're behind the wire again. "You're just too messy," he grumbles, as he hammers in the stakes and staples up the wire. "And you can't rule the roost here." But he's put our food tray a bit too close to the fence, so Daisy and I hop up on the roof and with a quick flap of the old wings, we're flying over and into the garden again. Well, I say flying, but in all honesty, we are not as aerodynamic as we might be. It looks a bit like someone's fired us off a catapult with a slightly unladylike landing. "It's not flying, it's falling with style," says Daisy, channeling her inner Buzz Lightyear. But then Curls moves the food shelter and we can't use the roof as a launch pad. But hey ho, we have plenty of grass now, plus gravel, flower beds and a hedge to rootle about in. So no grumbles here really. In fact, the hedge has been a bit of a leg saver. Instead of trekking all the way back to the nest box, we pop out an egg. We just drop them in the little hollow we've made and then have us a chortle as Beard tries to retrieve them from the brambles and stinging nettles. Small wins. We're having a bath and a bit of a tidy up when we realise Isabel's not around. She's standing by the fence, head down, not doing very much at all, though she had an egg out the day before. "You all right, girl?" says Big Myrtle, showing unusual motherly concern. No answer. Curls and Beard come out with a bit of a snack. Watermelon rinds. Lovely. Isabel's not moving, though, and there's a bit of frowning from the monkeys and some pointing. Come bedtime, we're in the box in good time and Beard comes out to shut us in. He's found Isabel hunkered down outside and carries her in, still quiet. In the morning, we all pile out for breakfast, except you know who. Curls pops out, picks her up and takes her off in a box. We watch as they fuss about her, but she's not really doing much at all. Then the blinds close and we can't see any more, so we go about the daily business of being a chicken. There's no sign of her at bedtime. Beard comes up, as usual, to lock up. He says, "there's been a, well, there's just going to be the three of you from now on. Isabel's gone to the great coop in the sky." And he shambles off, sniffing. And that's it. She's gone. Our fearless ninja buddy, Isabel the Bold, would-be secret agent and legend, chief terroriser of the dogs. We'll miss you, Isabel. Fly high, girl. Flora and her friends were rescued and rehomed by the Watton branch of Fresh Start Hens, and this is all as imagined by Dominic Castle.